Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on yet another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an incredible show for you today. Now, I really hate to say this. I really, really do, because it makes me feel bad to say that some shows are more of my favorite shows than others. But somehow, some way, that's just the way it happens, because today's first guest is someone I just love. She's amazing. I've been a guest on her show. She's been a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show too many times to count. And each time we have a wonderful time, we have a wonderful experience. And this show, what she did is she brought some friends of hers. So everyone we speak to today, they know each other, which is rare, but I know we're going to have a great conversation. So before I go ahead and introduce our first guest, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to go out and be an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show. There's someone somewhere who needs to hear this show. So while you're grabbing your notepad, while you're grabbing your recorder, grab a friend, tell a friend the Roundtable Talk Show is live. Send that tweet, send that text, share the show. Because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. Now, our first guest, you saw her in October at the Power by Purpose two-day teleconference. And guess what? You will see her again December 29th and 30th at the New Year, New You two-day teleconference. Miss Viviana Puello, who is the CEO and editor of Artur International. Good morning, Viviana. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. So excited for this show. I was looking forward to it and very inspired.
I was looking forward to it as well. I love your spirit. I love your energy. I love your magazine. I love your show. I love everything that you're doing. And since we first met, it was just like we were saying, what else can we do together? So this is a very special show. So we're going to talk a little bit and introduce your friends, but tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I am an artist, and that's the nature of my being. And from there, I became a curator, CEO of Artur International, which is a multimedia platform dedicated to promoting artists worldwide. We started exactly 10 years ago, so we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary. And we started with about 1,500 readers, and we have now 2 million readers in 205 countries, a huge family of artists from all over the globe. And my passion is just to promote the artists, share their message, share their art, share their activist causes to make an impact in the planet while I do my work as well. So that's pretty much what I do. Just help the artists do what they do best, which is create art, and try to help them promote their art so they can sell it and make a living doing what they love.
Right, because you definitely do not believe in the starving artist.
Right. Right, exactly. That's just the myth. And I always say every artist has the gift. If you're an artist, in my personal spiritual space, artists are enlightened beings. They are here with a purpose. They're here to share something divine, something very special. And you'll see that with the artists that we have today. Everyone has a message. And they're here to deliver that message. So I'm sure that the universe, it's, you know, going to meet every artist and support that call. So that's my belief. And I try to help as much as I can. Yes. That's my call now. My call is to be support for them.
Yes, but one of the things I just love about you are so humble. Like you sit there all humble, like the little church lady, like, oh, I'm just a little lady. But you reach, was it 2 million viewers?
Yes.
There are large corporations and, so many people that would love to have those numbers. And for you, it's just like a daily experience. It's just what you do.
Yes, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see also because we get to review who's watching or who's reading more. So that's also exciting because I discover sometimes someone told me, how can you reach 205 countries? They don't exist. There's only 198. So I went back and I'm like looking at our, statistics, and yeah, there's countries that are not recognized as republics. So that's why we have only 198, but we actually reach all these 205 locations. And it's beautiful to see and to learn that they're, reaching out to learn from these artists, to get the message. You never know. I get letters, emails, even texts sometimes on Facebook about people who read or who read an article or see an artwork. And they're inspired, or it changes their life, or it helped them make a decision, or they're just interested in learning more about the artist. So that's incredible that that's a part that comes, I would say it's an addition that we're doing, because my initial calling was, let me help the artist, let's market this. How can we do more? And then we're finding out that we're inspiring all these people, and some of them cannot afford to buy an original, some of them cannot, but just by them reaching out and telling us, thank you so much for sharing this work, for me that's a big deal. So it's helping, right? It's I think it's a little selfish. I don't think I'm that humble. I think I'm trying to I try to tame my ego as much as I can. But I think it's selfish in the sense of it feels good to do good. So, right? It feels good like when you hear that you're doing good.
Yes,
That's
absolutely.
important. Yeah.
I think it is important. Now, Viviana, I'm gonna do something a little bit different today. I'm going to introduce each guest. Before I bring them on, I would like you to let us know why you decided to include or invite each person today. So can we do that?
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
So
oh, it's so exciting.
I am. So our first guest that we're going to introduce is Carrie Viostad. Her inspiration is the beauty in nature, movement and interaction between body, soul, and spirit. And her artwork ends often up in different movements between inner and outer landscapes. The mystery of life, affiliation to something bigger, or our own feelings as is close and simple to all of us. Carrie Vistad. So why'd you decide to invite Carrie, Viviana?
Carrie is so inspiring because the holistic view that she's presenting to the viewer, it's a very important message that we need to be reminded every day in our busy life, in running from here to there, focusing, especially in the West where we focus on more on business and we forget and we get sick or we get stressed. Her work brings that part of, I would say, the human being together with our spiritual being. So, and I love her work. I mean, these artists are incredible. Their works are amazing, besides that, but their message is incredible. So.
Yes. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much for this opportunity to
You're welcome.
participate in this exciting talk show. I'm from Norway. I am a Norwegian artist. And a great thanks to Viviana in Artwork Magazine who starting this process and invited me. Viviana and her work and her team, they work now with my website. Which is ready soon.
Okay, so I think Carrie is, you're calling in from Norway, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure we have you here.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about your work, what you're passionate about, why you do what you do.
Yeah. I've started painting about 10 years ago. And in the last five, I have done intuitive painting. But before I started to paint, I started also a journey to explore the inner life and the link between body and mind and how the feeling is linked to our body, which has been a very exciting to me. And some years ago, when I started this intuitive painting, I just started to play with the colors. And suddenly, it surprised me what's coming up on the canvas. I didn't know what, and I have no plan for it. But I saw there was something I want to explore more. And in that process, it was also a process for my inner life, and it's a process going on. And the name of the artwork is often the last thing which is coming to me. So for me, this is a very exciting process as it itself.
So Gary, when you say intuitive painting, if I'm understanding you correctly, because I love these new terms, because I've never heard intuitive painting, but it's probably something we've been doing since the beginning of century. So if I understand correctly, is that you don't have a set goal in mind. You don't have something where you're saying, I'm going to paint a house, I'm going to paint a church, I'm going to paint a boy. I just want to sit down and whatever comes to me just comes to me. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. I just play with the color. I take that color I want to take, and I just play on the canvas with my hands, or often it's with my hands. And after a while, maybe some days, I start to see there is something I want to look more into. Mm-hmm. And what end up, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you typically wind up with the same type of art?
What did you say?
Do you find that you tend to wind up with the same type of art? Like whatever you come, like it's always nature, or it's always people. Do you tend to do the same thing?
There are always some people in the canvas. Mm-hmm. And they are in different, have different feelings and different meanings of what they are doing there.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's very interesting. Now, Carrie, we're going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce my next guest. And again, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on our next guest. And then we're going to find out exactly why Viviana decided to invite her on the Roundtable Talk show today. And if you're just now tuning in, please go ahead and share the show, because this is a very special show we're doing with Artur International. I also want to read a comment before I introduce the next guest. Romy Singh says, doing good is good for business. Viviana, I think. So that's the message for Viviana from Romy. And then Yaro says, yes, true. So the comments are coming in. If you have a question or a comment for one of today's guests, please feel free to ask. Well, we're going to go ahead and introduce Michelle Larson. Michelle says she pushes beyond the norm to create an innovation in which the viewer becomes engaged with the painting on various levels. A painting, a sculpture, and countless paper wrinkles, creating complexity and detail, transforming shape and movement into a protruding canvas. Is it a sculpture or is it a painting? She proclaims it is both. She was never satisfied with the simplicity of a one-dimensional painting, so she considered another element to a fundamental concept. We're going to introduce Michelle Larson, but first, Viviana, why'd you decide to invite Michelle?
I love Michelle. I love Michelle's work. She's not just innovator, an innovator, because she created, this is a technique that she created. So she can say, you know, this is her own technique. And to give you a little bit more of a description, and she'll probably speak about it too, is she creates this sculptured canvases. So For example, if it's hands, you'll see the shape of the hand and the sculpture on the canvas, and this is done with tissue paper. It's like, I don't know, it's just, you know, mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing when you get to see her work. The lines, the skin is just incredible. And of course her message as well, always touching either environmental issues or always reflecting human issues, human rights issues, of peace, of unity, of awareness, of love. So that's my reason. I have many reasons.
I like that reason. Yarrow says, wow, Michelle, was this always how you created your art? So Yarrow already has a question before we can even introduce Michelle. Let me introduce Michelle and then we'll ask some questions. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for joining us. People are already excited to have you here.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. So, I created regular paintings when I first started painting, and probably in a year, I decided to go use the sculpture method, and I came up with it. It took me about 2 weeks to think of it because I was like, I have to do something that goes further. And then I was waking up one morning from sleeping and I thought, paper, that's it. And I probably burned about 10 or 12 canvases in my fire pit just trying to figure it out. So once I figured it out, it started small and light, a little bit of paper, a little bit of texture, and then it eventually went full-blown 3D. Mm.
So is there anything we can see? Because I'm dying to see this.
Yeah.
yeah, hold on. I will take you for a walk.
Okay. I want to walk with Michelle. Let's go see where Michelle is going. This is okay. New. We never go for walks on the Roundtable Talk Show.
Well, hey, you know what? There's firsts for everything, right?
Wait, okay, before you go to the art, let's sit by the fireplace for a little while.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Totally kidding, Michelle.
Okay. Okay. So this is at my home, and this is one of the pieces.
I can go around to show the texture and.
Can you see?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
It's not exactly one of the reason I have it at the reason I have it at my home is because it was rejected. So it's not one of my best pieces, but. It gives you an idea of what I'm talking about.
Now, Michelle, it may not be one of your best pieces, but I can tell you right now, if someone gave me that piece, I would appreciate it, but I would not be able to have it in my house. Like every time I walked in, I'd probably be scared that it's alive and that it's so real.
Yes. Oh, and one thing is when you create a three-dimensional face portrait, I paint the eyes right on the canvas so they're inset. When you inset eyes, they actually look like they're following you around the
world. Yes, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't have that in my house. I'd be like, it's following
me. It's not for everybody. No.
I want it.
How about the eagle in the background?
That's a really old piece. It doesn't pop out very much. It's just barely textured. But yeah, it's one of mine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. I mean, but everything you do looks alive, almost like a picture. Now, you created your own format of doing things. Are you one of those people that says, okay, I want to do this. I'm the only one I feel should do this art. Or are you one of those people who said, you know what, let's set up a school. Let's get people trained. We should get more of this out there.
Yeah, I am considering that in the near future. And I've had other people try to do it and they can't figure it out, but I will, and I want to show people how to do it. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing with creating texture with paper and glue. I use glue, a gel medium, and it has the tendency to take its own life form. Mm-hmm. So like it just seems to just you think you have it figured out, and then it goes in a completely different direction. And I think for people who are starting art, starting creating art, it would be good for them because they wouldn't have to, I mean, it would just kind of like help with creating something that wouldn't be planned, or, you know, you wouldn't need to draw something exact. You know, it would be kind of a fun project for somebody.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be too, as well as, you know, I love those sipping paints. Like, that's one of the things that I really enjoy. Like, I can see someone going to a sipping paint, getting their hands all dirty, creating this. So what do you do, like, with the eagle? Do you take a picture or photo of an eagle, place it next to the art, and try to kind of follow it?
Yeah, usually if it's a subject that I need to get it accurate, mm-hmm. I do, yes. Mm-hmm.
That is powerful. We're going to come back to you, Michelle, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, our gentleman on the show. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and introduce him, and then we're going to find out the magic that is our next guest, Mr. Rick Kahn. Rick is a leading voice in speaking up about inequality and social issues women often face. Inspired by expressionist methods, both traditional and contemporary, he exhibits bold textures and calculated use of light in carrying the symbolic imagery in each visual narrative. Kahn explores the opposition between reality and perception. Viviana, why'd you decide to invite Rick?
Well, Rick is someone that is very unique on what on the message that he does, and is very inspiring. I feel the support because I'm a female, of course, and having a male voice in the art industry advocating for female empowerment is a big deal for me. So yes. I really appreciate his work, and that's all he does. This is the focus of his work. So it's an incredible calling, right?
Yes, I think so. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm excited to learn more about you and what you do. So what do you have for us?
Well, I am an expressionist oil painter, primarily. My body of work is all about awareness. Whatever I paint, I want the viewer to become aware of that particular subject. I have a series on psychological issues to try and bring to the surface psychological problems that real people suffer, but you don't really hear about it, you don't see it, you know, it's an invisible thing sometimes. And then I have my main series is on equality and empowerment, and that is a heartfelt thing for me, because my whole life I've always believed in equality, gender equality, sexual equality, racial equality. You know, everybody is equal. Everybody is the same, same playing field. And I want to present that. I wanted to present it in a way where the paintings are positive representations of what the people in the subjects are doing. But I want them also to be where people, when they look at it, they can understand that the subject I'm talking about, but also begin to see that a little bit about themselves, that if they have any kind of issue inside themselves, I want them to become uncomfortable. You know, so if I'm doing a gender painting and a guy is a sexist, I want him to feel uncomfortable about being a sexist. And I want people to begin to understand this message that I'm trying to put forward.
I love your passion, Rick. You are passionate about this. Now, one of the things that you said is basically you have been this way all of your life. So there's something in you that wants to stand up for people who have been wronged. So at what point did you say to yourself, I have to right this wrong through using art?
Well, it's the way I was raised. It was the way I was brought up. I remember watching, you know, the Montgomery riots and the Birmingham riots and Dr. King's speech with my mother and my father, and they were just in the same place I am. And I learned from way back then, you know, about equality and about why it's right, even though I didn't really understand it, you know, back in the 60s, but I understood right from wrong. And as I grew, I began to understand it, and I began, it just has always been with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you said is you want someone who is sexist to look at a painting and feel uncomfortable because they're sexist. And all, I'm so, Viviana, thank you for this show. This is so interesting because I'm learning about things that I never even knew existed. But what does sexist look like in art?
Well, I have, if you look at my paintings, you'll see like one's called Quicksand, and it's a, it shows a girl with surrounded by these dirty old men, and they're grabbing her. Now that's more than just general sexism, but I think sexism plays a part in why they feel it's okay to do that, you know, and I wanted to present that as something as wrong behavior on their part. And that's, you know, most of my paintings, they're not that literal. You know, you may not see, a sexist may not see this and say, oh my God, I'm a sexist, but he'll see this and realize that it's wrong behavior and begin to feel uncomfortable. And hopefully, probably not all of them, but some of them might begin to question themselves. What would I do in that situation? You know, what's that's right, that's not right, or, you know, that sort of thing.
What type of feedback have you received when someone has said to you, you know what, I looked at your painting, because of you, I decided to change this, or it made me feel this way because of your artwork?
Well, most of the reception that I've gotten from people is basically just saying, thank you. You know, I like what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. It needs to be done. I really haven't heard anything from like a converted person saying, thank you because you opened my eyes and now I've changed. You know, those kind of people are probably not going to say a word. And I'm okay with that as long as they change. You know, I don't need them to pat me on the back. What I need is for them to change.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. Viviana, you have such a great group of people for here today.
Yeah, can I add something about Rick's work too?
Absolutely.
One of the beautiful things is that if you are a female and you have gone through certain situations that probably 8 out of 10 females go through, abuse, sexual abuse, any type of situation that is gonna leave you with that trauma for life, you are gonna feel it when you see his work. You're going, the thing about his images is that you feel that's you in that painting. And that's what, it just brings that feeling of, I'm not alone on this. This didn't just happen to me. This is happening to others. What can we do? Or I'm not alone. He understands. He's a guy and he understands this. So that's really touching.
Yes, because usually when you talk about women's empowerment or these delicate issues, it's usually the woman, or when we talk about racial injustice, it's the people who have been affected that go out and say, you know what, I have to change the world. I have to make this world a better place. And on the other hand, it's usually the white males who are in this club. They're like, you know what, we like the world the way it is. So to even break from the camaraderie to go out and say, you know what, this is wrong, and let me show you exactly how wrong it's wrong. I think that's very powerful.
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about the artists, these artists that we have here today, is that each one has this very strong, you know, calling to do this, and that's their motivation to create art. And really, that's the reason why I'm in love with all of them, because they that's the motivation. And you can have so many different type of artists, you know, so many different type of motivations, but these are people who are like in it because of what they believe. I think that takes a lot of courage.
I agree. It definitely takes a lot of courage, and it takes courage for all of you to be here with me today. So if you're just now tuning into the show, please go ahead and share the show with your network, because we have a great group of people who are changing the world. And I want to go ahead and read some more comments. So a comment for Michelle Yarrow said, love how strong your intuition hit. You make it sound casual. Jijik Malulian, and I apologize for butchering that name, says, amazing artist so far. Love the creativity. Romy Singh says it's amazing, love the concepts. So you have quite a bit of support. And again, if you are watching the show live, please feel free to add your comments or add your questions to the show. Our guests are here to help you. So Michelle, I kind of want to go back to the comment that Yaro had for you when he said, love how strong your intuition hit. You make it sound casual. Do you feel you make it sound casual, or is it just a casual creativity for you, Michelle?
I don't think it's casual, really, because I didn't start painting until about 10 years ago. And I was retiring, and I went to one of those classes where all the retired people go. And I started to paint, even though I went to art school a long time ago for sign painting. This is a completely different animal. So I started painting, and I went, oh, I didn't know I could paint. And then when I started painting, my head, the top of my head, I know it's going to be odd to some of you, started pulsating, and it pulsated for 2 years. I mean, it was kind of annoying because it was so prominent, and mm-hmm. I feel I got a download. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, and then it just, everything just took off. I really wasn't going to paint as a profession. Mm-hmm. I was just looking for a hobby. Mm-hmm. And then the download thing happened, and mm-hmm. It just went from there. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't take it lightly at all. It's not casual.
One of the things that I often talk about is, you know, my passion, for all of you who don't know, is entrepreneurship. That's what drives me. That's what's been driving me since I built my first website in 1994. I've been laid off 8 times. And as an entrepreneur, I always feel like it's a calling. It's something that I try to get a job, and then that didn't work out. So I go back to entrepreneurship, and then that's, you know, I'm struggling financially. So let me go get a job. And like I said, 8 times I went through this entire process, but it was like a calling. It was something that I have to be here today. I had to wind up somehow, some way doing the roundtable talk show, or hosting the roundtable talk show. For you, do you feel like it was a calling? Because you said it kind of bugged you for 2 years, that, you know, this is what you have to do. And entrepreneurs tend to somehow, some way, go back to that specific thing. I know that was a long question, but it was a lot of meat there, Michelle.
Yeah, I believe it is a calling for me, was a calling. And now I actually own my own gallery, and so I could show my work at the gallery. And I had to open it. I don't even know what was I thinking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when you have to do it, you have to do it.
Yes. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing.
Yes. So I'm just bringing you into the conversation. So I'm like, you still with us? You still good?
I'm with you. And I was thinking that normally I work in a business world. Mm-hmm. Very busy with the economy and numbers. Mm-hmm. And this painting, or this playing with colors, is very good for me to just relax and do what I have to do. Mm-hmm.
To allow you to be creative.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is the most creative? Important. What is the most creative painting that you have done?
What is the most
creative, intuitive? What came to you? Because when I hear intuitive, like for me, I'm a dreamer. I'm somebody who sees a lot as far as dreams, and my dreams usually tell me what I'm gonna do the next day. Like I'll dream of this idea, and by the next day I build a website, a social media page, and I'm all with it. What has inspired you and has been creative that showed up in your work or your art?
This is very strange, because I can't see what I have to paint. When I start, I don't nothing. I don't have anything in my mind, because I can't visualize what I have to paint. I have to just to start and see what is coming up. And it's like I could never tell you before I see the artwork, I could never tell you what is in it. Connect. So when finished, then I can see what I should tell with this artwork.
It almost reminds me, I don't know who's familiar, but automatic writing. Like if you've ever studied automatic writing, that's the thing that they tell you is you just get a pen, you get a paper and you write. You don't know what's going to come out. You don't know what's going to happen. You just kind of get out of your head, get out of your own way and let it flow. So is that more of your experience?
Yes, it's more like that.
I like that.
And then I go into a process and I also have a reflection time with myself when I do this.
What is a reflection time?
Then I see what is coming up in the picture, and then I see what is telling me, what is mean for me.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So basically, you have a blank canvas. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to come out. You just start drawing. You just start painting, rather, and then something happens from somewhere. Does it have meaning to you after the fact?
After it had meaning for me, a lot of meaning, yes. I have one now I call Runaway, and that's I have the picture many weeks, and then I get the name Runaway. And that was in the morning, and then I went to a parking place and hit softly a car, and I couldn't see anything on my car, but on the other car I could see something. And the first I want to do was to run away. But as I have got this run away this morning, I couldn't run from this. I have to tell the car owner that I have hit that car. Mm-hmm. And for me, this picture is more than less that we run for our feelings and also the feelings we don't want to have. And when we run from them, they hit us everywhere. Mm-hmm. Would they go away?
We might have to build a show around you, Carrie. It's going to be the psychic artist. Like, what if these messages come through in art? That's what I think. We're getting them intuitively. We're getting all these messages that we need to hear. And it might change someone's lives. We never know. But I think it would be a great show.
I think so, too. I think she connects.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you're fine. Go ahead, Viviana.
No, I love the fact that, you know, I feel like when she gets in a zone, I imagine, I've never seen it. I'd love to have like a camera in her studio, but I think that she gets into kind of for me, it's a meditative stage where—
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
The fact that she uses her hands, if you think about it, our hands, we send a lot of energy to our hands. So the fact that she's using her hands to create, you know, this is like, it's like the connection, it's flowing through and she's putting it there. And she's just allowing, you know, like being an instrument for this delivering of this message. And then boom, your message is there. And I think it happens, right, in different ways to all of us in our creative process, in our different creative process. Everybody has a different one. She's just very, very intuitive and she's connected and she knows that. So she has that conviction of, I'm just gonna sit here, there's a blank canvas and it's gonna happen. Well, I'm a painter also, I could not do that because I have to have a little bit of control, right? So that's so incredible that she allows that, for that to happen without worrying about, let me control this color or let me make sure that I do this or focus on this technique. It's just allowing that creative process to happen and bring us all these messages that we need to hear, like running away from our feelings, which we do, right?
I know I do. I do it all the time. And so Jijik Maluan, don't kill me now. Like I said, I'm horrible with names, but it said, that's interesting. Like going with the flow of your feelings. And Rami Singh says, the dots connect in the end to form the complete picture, Carrie. So everyone is seeing this process for you. Rick, let's talk about your process. What do you have to do in order to come up with amazing, magnificent art?
Well, I have done a few paintings the automatic way, but mostly my paintings, because I'm trying to tell a story with every painting, a particular issue or whatever, it starts with sketches. I do real quick gesture drawings just to get an idea of what I think I might want to do. And then when I get, I don't do a drawing of the complete painting, just primarily just the main person in that painting. And I get an idea of where I want to take this painting. And then I start painting. I go and I do the person, start working on the person or people, depending on, you know, and then building up the background to support the message that I'm sending. You know, with expressionist art, it all comes from inside. It's about bringing out your emotions rather than reality, which is really freeing for me because I'm not a realist painter. But it helps me to have the idea, at least part of an idea in the beginning. And then I let my emotions run wild on that particular subject. And then I begin to, you know, corral these things and how to figure out how I want to paint it. And usually the painting ends up being different than when I started it because I come up with ideas as I go along. And quite often I end up changing the person or the background or both.
Yeah, so Rami Singh says, I love the terminology, the automatic way, Rick. So they like the way you called it, the automatic way of doing art.
Well, I know about automatic writing. I mean, I studied the Surrealists and I know about the automatic writing and how they used it. And so back when I was studying that, probably 10 years now, I tried it, you know, and occasionally it works, occasionally it doesn't because my mind will focus on something that I see and then it doesn't become automatic anymore. But it's a great exercise, if nothing else. And some of my paintings started out and ended that way, where I just start painting, having no idea what I'm going to do. Because I also have a series that I call Modern Life, which is about everyday life, people doing things, not necessarily focusing on equality or psychology, but you know, just the everyday stuff. I want, you know, to do a positive message on that too, on how people live. And so a lot of these things have ended up in the Modern Life series because there is no main message on these paintings because there wasn't one when I started. Mm-hmm. And they're fun. If nothing else, it's a fun way to do things until an idea comes. You know, other than that, I doodle birds mostly, you know, to just doodle, just to keep my mind active. And I've done some pretty neat bird paintings that way, just, you know, just to keep active.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your emotions. Mm-hmm. And usually, typically, and I always say this, so I'm going to put this disclaimer out right now. I have absolutely no degrees in anything. Okay. Absolutely none. I'm not a doctor, none of that. But typically when people try to tap into an emotion, it's based on experience that they have had. So, you know, like women who are passionate about women's empowerment or breaking these stereotypes or everything that's going on, it's usually because of something that occurred to them in their life. How do you but I also think when I'm speaking to you of like Stephen King, you know, because I'm a huge Stephen King fan. It's like, okay, how do you tap into these things that aren't real? You've never experienced them, but make them so real for us. So that's my question to you, Rick. How can you tap into emotions that you have never experienced?
Well, some aspects of equality happen to both genders. And okay. All genders, all races, you know, I've had to deal with stuff in the past that would fall in the emotions that come out about what I went through. I just, you know, the paintings become like an avatar of my past. And mm-hmm. So I'm able to tap into that particular idea. Other than that, all you have to do is look around, watch TV, see what's going on in the world to see unfairness and bitterness, how people are unfairly treat people. You know, coming up with ideas for what I do is unfortunately not difficult at all. Mm-hmm. I'd like this to become extinct, you know, and then I'd have to go find something else to paint. But that's not happening. It's still there. And as long as it's there, I'm going to keep painting what I paint, you know, as I feel. I'm not trying to be on a soapbox, a crusade, or anything like that. I just want to paint what I believe in, and I believe in equality. And, you know, and same thing with the psychological thing. I believe in, you know, mental health. And so I'm doing my part because I want to, you know.
I like simple people. Like I always tell people, I was raised in Columbus, Ohio. I'm a simple country girl. He's like, you know what? At the end of the day, this is what I want to do. I want to. I'm making the world a better place, and that's it. And I think that's wonderful. I think that's amazing. I want to go over to you, Michelle. Have you ever tried the automatic way?
No, and I think it would be really difficult, and I admire anybody who does that.
What do you typically paint? What do you typically create?
Portraits, mainly. I love to paint portraits. And I don't know what happens with those portraits, but I've had multiple people view them and cry.
Aww.
I know, which is, I still don't understand it, but it happens more often than you'd think. And they just think it moves them. There's something about it. And maybe it's the texture, the 3D, the eyes. Or what, I don't know, but yeah, it's emotional.
So do you take a photo? Do they send you the photo and then you create the art?
Yeah, or I find a photo online. I buy rights to use photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're buying rights, that means, if, to my understanding, that you're painting larger people, like larger scale celebrities and people where you have to get the rights, as opposed to like your friends and family who send you a picture.
Right. No. Yeah. I have done some celebrities, but mainly if it's just a photo, I mm-hmm. still buy the right to use it mm-hmm. Because it's, you know, first of all, the photographer should get paid.
Right.
You
right.
know.
Right.
Yeah. And I just pick portraits, photos that have a lot of emotion behind them, you mm-hmm. know, like their struggle or their happiness, their joy, something that is emotional. I mean, that's really what I go for, is the drama, the emotion.
Mm-hmm. You and Rick are kind of similar in that whole emotion. So you tap into the emotion. And when I'm thinking about a photo and the emotion, I have to ask myself, what does that look like? So is the person crying, or is like a homeless person out trying to find food? What emotions do you typically tap into?
Yeah, there isn't, it's more subtle than someone crying. So it's just the expression on their face. Like I did a painting of a gentleman who was doing this. And it just was, you could just tell. He was just, I've had it. and then I did a portrait of a woman from old woman from India. And you can't really tell she's from India. I know she's from India. She's really old. She doesn't have any teeth. And mm-hmm. she's really wrinkly mm-hmm. and really old. But the joy and the love in her eyes and her face lights up her whole face, lights up the people who view it, are just like, oh, she's so happy, you know. And it's just the way that the whole painting reveals itself as this light and joy.
I like that. I was asking all those questions. I'm trying to figure out how to get a Sharifa Hardy picture commissioned by Michelle Larson. So that's what I'm working for, so I can hang it on the wall. And so when everybody knows your name in every town, every city, every hut, I could sell it on eBay for $55 million. So that was part of my plan.
That's perfect. You're like my new best friend.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, we could do this together. I give you the photo, you do the art, we sell it, $55 million. I give you $5 million and we good.
Okay.
I don't know. It was worth a shot, right?
Absolutely. No, I'm all in.
Okay. So we're going to get down to the end of the show, but I want to, again, I'm having fun today. I don't know why. Maybe it's the energy of Thursday, but you are all working with Viviana Art Tour International. She introduced you all marvelously. Now, as artists, entrepreneurs, we always want more. If you could talk to the CEO and editor of Art Tour International and say, you know what, I want to do more, what would you tell her? And I'm going to start with you, Carrie.
What I want to do more.
Yes.
I think she do a very good job to get the message out. And in her magazine, she also have a message and write a lot of that message. And that inspired me.
I think that's wonderful. Is there anything else you would like to do more with, Rick?
The only thing I think about in terms of more years. I mean, I don't plan on ever leaving, to be honest. She's amazing. I can't imagine her doing more for us than what she's already doing. And she still keeps coming up with more things. So no, I'm not going anywhere. And I hope she doesn't want to get rid of me because, you know, this is my new home.
Yes, Michelle, what more are we going to do?
Yeah, I agree with Rick. Viviana, you've done a great job. Yeah. Viviana really cares about the artists. I mean, it's not just about making a buck for her. She really cares. And I think she's done a great job. I can't think of anything else that you could do.
I tried, Viviana. I was trying to see if they was going to give me something, if they would mail me something. I tried. So obviously, four years.
I got goosebumps because it's really touching to hear them, you know?
Yes. So we have three artists right now, but for people who are tuning in, what are you looking for to work with artists?
So I mainly look for the artist that has a message. It's aligned because Art Tour International is about sharing a message, not just advertising for advertising or the marketing, the advertising, the work that we do. It's really an add-on to what the artist is offering. So really what's going to connect you to the audience, what's going to connect you to your collectors, what's going to find the buyers and the people who love your work, because not everybody that loves your work is going to be a buyer. And we have to keep that in mind. It's your message. So I look at the message more than anything else. I don't look at any degree or art school or famous art school or 100 years doing what you're doing. Most importantly is your message. You're committed to your career and you're in it because you're passionate about it. Because if you are passionate about it, then we can work together and build something.
Yes.
You know, and that's the main thing. If you're not passionate, really, if it's something that you're doing because you think, okay, let me try this as a business, you're not going to endure. It's really tough. It's challenging being an artist. One of the reasons why I'm passionate about supporting artists is because I know it is challenging. They need that support. We need them. You know, we need the artists in this world. We need them. We need their sincere, genuine, unselfish, selfless message to be spread. And we need them. We need to support the artists. If we don't have art, this world would be empty. And
well, I think it is. We need it in our schools. Like, Viviana, I just put that on your plate. Like, I just, right on your plate, Viviana. I made you responsible for getting more art in the schools, in the world, because, you know, I'm 44. When I was growing up, we had so much more than just basic math and reading. We had art. We had, you know, things that, music, we had things to make us what I felt was a more well-rounded person and not just, I know what 1 + 1 is. So I again, Viviana, I don't know if you got back to your desk yet, but it's on your desk right now to change the world. I want to read you a couple of comments. Rami Singh said, Viviana is a very genuine and humble person. So they love you. And Jajik Malalaluan said, Art Tour International feels more like a family than a company. Mm-hmm. And again, Rami Singh says, Earth with art is just EH. So that's the comment I'm not sure exactly what that one means, but we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Rick.
Well, I would like for them twofold thing. One, to take away from it the greatness of the Grimandi Gallery and what they're doing for us, and also to think about equality, you think about empowerment for women, you know, and the psychological issues that are out there, but you don't know because you can't see them. You know, that's what I want people to think about.
Thank you. Michelle.
Yeah, I guess my message would be for artists, if you're creating, try to think outside the box, because I know there's a lot of artists who have an idea of what art should be, and it's like textbook. Mm-hmm. And so they stay in that box of textbook, and maybe leave the box and go outside of it and think differently about it. Add an element that's never been done before, or create something that you thought, I don't think anybody's going to like this, but do it anyway. Just get out of the box. I think that's my message.
Yes, get out of the box. Forget there's a box. There's no box. Just paint. Use your art. Carrie, what do you have for us?
Creativity has become a huge part in my life. And I will be glad to hear from you when I have launched my new website, how you see my pictures in your unique way, because we all have different views to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this has been a wonderful show. I enjoyed meeting all of you. Viviana, take us out.
Well, I want to thank our fans who are watching and sending us support. I also want to, my word for the audience today is support the artists, support the arts. And by the way, we just published the most recent magazine of Art2 International, which is a fall issue, is Artists for a Green Planet. And it's all mostly focused on environmental conservation, and all the artists, these three artists who are here today are published in that magazine. And I have a gift, because I'm gonna give free digital copies of the magazine to anybody that's watching. I'll put it on the comments in a few minutes. And you're gonna have a coupon where you can just go visit the magazine and also watch a digital exhibition that we publish on the cover of the magazine, which is really exciting. So support the artists, support the arts. We need artists in this world. If you have children who love art, support them. Anything they want to do, dance, sing, just be a support, because those are the people who are changing the world. So let's keep that in mind and support them, because they need that support and we need them as well.
Yes. So Viviana, you mentioned the word support multiple times, but what are some specific ways that our viewers can support the artist?
Okay. The main way to do that is by the purchase art. You know, now we have the holidays coming up. Instead of going out and spending tons of money on, I don't know, a fancy, for women, for example, a fancy handbag, or support the artist and purchase original art that is going to stay in your family for years to come, is going to increase in value, and you're supporting somebody else to keep going and doing what they love to do and what they need, you know, what we need them to do. So that's, for me, that's the main way to do it. If you cannot buy an original painting, buy a copy, buy a print. Contact the artist. Sometimes a lot of people are, intimidated by, oh, I'm not going to do it. Maybe cost a lot of money. But if sometimes one tip that I give anybody that wants to start collecting art, contact the artist. because you never know, maybe they have a smaller piece in their studio, maybe they have something that like Michelle said, oh, that's not perfect, it's beautiful, right? They just right. have that mentality. Maybe you can get a good deal with one of those pieces. So contact the artist. Don't be intimidated and see it as the gift that keeps on giving. You're gonna give something to someone, or you're gonna purchase something that is gonna give you joy for as long as you have it. You can give it away to your children later on in life. It's a family heirloom, and you're supporting an artist.
Yeah, so all of a sudden what I just saw is all the artwork just flew off the shelves for the holiday
yes,
season.
Please.
And I think Viviana just sold it all for you. So I take this interview, I put it up somewhere, share it with people. Viviana, CEO and editor of Art Tour International, says you should buy my art. So I want to thank you all for joining me on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live. Your questions, your comments were amazing. We definitely appreciate the support. But hey, I also have to thank everyone who is watching the show in the archives. Just because you didn't catch the live show doesn't mean you are not important. We still need your help. We still need your support. We still need you to go ahead and share this show, whether you're watching it 2 weeks from now or on Christmas Day. It doesn't matter. Go ahead and share the show because the information is still relevant. Now, if you have just tuned in or you just saw the show, please visit our guests. Their information, if you missed any part of it, please watch it from the beginning. Visit their websites, contact them, follow them on social media. And when you send that first message, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. And if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to see Viviana again, go ahead and purchase your tickets to the New Year, New You 2-day teleconference. Or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show. Please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Bye.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.